Now, when you go to a bus shelter, they're not really that exciting, are they? Unless you go to Bramfield near Halesworth. We think we have got the best bus shelter in the world. And Luke has gone along to see for himself what it's like, because it's causing quite a bit of fuss, Luke.
It certainly is, Mark. Now, I've got a couple of vintage buses and I've pulled up at many a bus stop in my Bristols in the past, but none as elegant and as grand as this particular bus stop. If you come into the village from the A12 into Bramfield, the first thing that you see is this rather large thatched shelter on the left-hand side of the main road. And with me this morning, a group of people that have turned up, probably not to get the 9:55 to Halesworth, but are here to talk about this wonderful shelter. One of them is Anne Thomas, Chair of Bramfield and Thorrington Parish Council. It's a grand structure, isn't it?
It is. We're delighted with it. Absolutely thrilled.
So tell us then about this wonderful new thatch that you've put on the shelter's roof, because it's got a wonderful pattern. It's in two layers, isn't it?
It is. It's got the sort of base layer and then it's got this decorative ornamental arrangement along the top. Much more, it's much, much nicer than we'd expected, actually. And the thatch has spent a lot of time and the gate put a lot of thought into it too, so we're really, really pleased.
So tell me about the history of this bus shelter then, because it's been here for decades, hasn't it?
Well, longer than I've been in Bramfield. But it's always been here and there's always been buses going through, and there still are, actually. We haven't got a bad bus service. But it's been known in the past as Ronnie's reading room, after a resident who used to buy his paper and then come over and read it here. I think it's been host to a great deal of village goings-on.
When was the decision taken then to replace the thatch?
Well, it was getting scruffier and scruffier. Excuse me. And then we talked about it in parish council meetings, but it's expensive to have thatching done and we hadn't really got the money. And then earlier this year, our district councillor, we're in Suffolk Coastal District Council area, told us that he got quite a large sum left in one of his community budgets and could we find a use for it. So we made a quick decision and asked if we could have money towards the cost of thatching, which we did, and it more or less covered. We had to put a bit more in, but we didn't
mind. How much did it cost?
Well, it was getting on for £6,000, actually. But, you know, given the years it's going to last and the work that's gone into it, and there were three master thatchers working on it, I think it's wonderful.
Well, Pat lives right opposite this bus shelter. Money well spent, do you think, on the thatch?
Oh, for me it is, yeah, because it's nice to have a look out there and see something that looks elegant and attractive. And the amount of people who come through and actually say, cool, your thatched bus shelter really looks good.
So how long were the workmen here then, putting those thatchers, sorting out this wonderful new roof for you?
Just over 2 weeks. They worked really, really hard. They didn't have brilliant weather to work in because it rained quite a few of the days and that. But they worked really hard, and I watched them quite a few times and took a few photographs, as you can imagine. And they cleared up every night after themselves. Very impressive.
Ted, I mean, how often is the bus shelter used? Because, I mean, now you've had all this money spent on the new thatch, which is rather grand and elegant, as I said in my introduction. You know, you want people to use it.
Absolutely. That's up to bodies other than ourselves to decide what's going to happen to the buses. But we are fairly well served for buses at the moment. And generally speaking, if I wander past, there's somebody sitting in the bus, in the bus shelter, and
But there is one little problem, isn't there? And Anne, we'll have to bring Anne in on this, because, you know, you wouldn't want to sit in there just at the moment, because you've got problems with swifts, haven't you?
Yes, we have, but we would probably rather have the swifts, and we can clear that up. But, having swifts in there in the summer is very nice. All right, it does create its problems, but we can clear that up.
Yeah, because Anne, you were saying, you know, the bus shelter's been completely refurbed, repainted as well inside.
Yeah.
You were in here a couple of weeks ago cleaning it all up.
Yes. Well, I mean, a quick answer will be, you know, a nice thing of umbrellas so that people could put umbrellas up while I was sitting in there. I don't see what else we can do. We can't stop the swifts, they're protected species, but they're not here all the year. And Jane and I can come out with our scrapers and mops and buckets and give it a good clean again.
Wonderful. foot or just get some swift spots as well. But thank you very much indeed for joining us here at the bus shelter. The next bus to Halesworth is at 9:55, although I don't think we're going to brave and wait for that because it's rather cold here in Bramfield. But they've got a brand new bus shelter with a lovely thatch roof, Mark, and pictures on Twitter as well this morning.
Yeah, it looks fabulous. It really does. Not just any bus shelter, but a Bramfield bus shelter with a thatched roof on top. It does look really good, actually. Coming up in the next part of the programme.